I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
It's no use!
Hey, guess what? It's another week.
Another time for RSN Live. With your person who doesn't know what he's doing. Voice. Give me 1 second. Twitch decided to screw something up. Because it's Twitch. Why wouldn't Twitch screw something up? There we go. Now I got it back, I think. Hold on, I got it. There we go. Now we're back on live. On live? Online. And this is kind of getting in the way again, so we'll just move that down. Yeah, a few more things, because I forgot to do stuff. There. Alright. So, Star Sun Live. This is your host, Voice. Another hour of me rambling on about things coherently, while also chatting with people in the Mumble chat. That's right, there's still time to get in the Mumble. Those of you who are watching the Twitch stream, it is there in the window now here. I can't tell if that's right. Hold on a second. Down. Right there. There we go. I got it. Right down there. So. Other ways you can contact me. Of course, I'm on the standard IRC networks, Surreal Chat and AfterNet, and of course my own IRC chat network that I've started. So irc.surrealchat.net, irc.afternet.org, or irc.randomsonicnet.org. On all of those, you can just go to RSN, and everything will be hunky-dory. Also on Surreal Chat, I'm also in Radio Nintendo and Radio Sega's chat room. So have fun. And of course, there's also the Twitters. You can probably check that out. I should actually log out into that. There we go. There's also Twitter if you want to talk to me on there, RSN Live. There's a couple of people on Skype, but the Skype's really not the main part of the show, so whatever. You know, all that fun stuff. So yeah, I will go ahead and just get started into the music for now. And I will be right back. So this is Voice, RSN Live.
sound, I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet.
Again, I don't really pay attention to the Sonic news, if you will. Other than I see the occasional screenshot every once in a while on my Facebook feed from the new Sonic game, but... what can I say? I mean, again, it's Sonic... Lost World, it really doesn't impress me too much, so I guess alright, so because I really don't have anything planned again, like seriously planned, I think I'm just gonna open the open mic segment a little bit early tonight, so hold on. There. Okay, now it's unmuted. But, it's taking forever to register that. Oh, there the girl goes. So. What's going on, everyone?
Hello.
Tim, you seem awfully quiet. Now Mumble's starting to freeze up. Great. Hello?
What the hell is going on?
Oh dear god.
I don't know.
Oh, finally. Finally.
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yeah.
You know what?
I couldn't speak.
I wouldn't be surprised if sometime during the show, my connection completely drops out because Comcast has been just nothing but shit the past few days, I've noticed. So, I don't know. But hey, we're using Opus, so that's a plus. Alright, so, what's on your minds, folks? Besides Trekkie, who has remained muted. Oh, there he goes.
Patience.
I don't have patience. You should know this by now. I've canceled an RSN Live because the computer wasn't working within 5 minutes.
Interesting reason.
I have a very short fuse. Well, keep in mind that RSN Live, I'm like... I guess one of the good things about not doing a show for like Radio Sega or Radio Nintendo or Supersonic Radio is that honestly, if I don't want to do the show, I'm just not going to do it, and it's really not going to matter. I'm fairly certain if I had that kind of attitude on those guys, I would have been kicked off a while ago. So.
So used to happen on the Realm of Awkward Banter.
I don't know. It's been a while since.
Don't even listen to them.
Well, that's long gone. Anyway.
Well, Tim, you've been like trying to avoid this for God knows how long.
Avoid or make conscious decisions that end up in me not knowing what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Sonic community in general.
Oh dear.
See? And it's funny because I was just reading a page on Reddit about what was the title? Let's find it. Come on. There we go. Have fans of something you've liked ever caused you to hate what you had liked? Now, I kind of thought that like Sonic would have been like up there in the top comments. I can't even find Sonic fan base on there, which is kind of weird. I should unsuppress Shadix. There we go.
Sonic fan base just complains.
Well, I gotta be honest, it's kind of a close tie between Sonic fans and My Little Pony fans in terms of who's most fucked up.
Oh dear.
Well, it's true.
I'm sorry, what?
I was saying that in terms of fucked up fan bases, the Sonic community and the My Little Pony community are pretty much neck and neck.
Neck and neck, but it's more evenly distributed for them.
I don't know. I don't dive too much into the Sonic or the the My Little Pony fan base.
Perhaps it's just seeing the top layer. Whatever's risen to the stew.
I don't know. Like I said, I try to avoid. I've only seen the end results on the Team Fortress 2 server I run.
Wait, they still show up, or is this just in reference to previous stuff?
No, they don't.
Weird.
They don't show up anymore. Ever since I believe I actually got one of them kicked off by Comcast.
Yeah, you called them or asked them to stop. I don't remember entirely what.
What it was they got pissed off because I'm pretty sure XPod was being XPod.
Oh right.
And so they started trying to flood my server off the internet.
Yeah, I got a recording of that actually. The stuff from that evening. I think I put it up.
I should totally play a recording of that. Kind of like the text-to-speech stuff way back when.
Oh, that.
That's like... Well, 21, you weren't even around for that. That was like 2004.
You sent me the link.
So. I sent you a link, but you weren't involved in it like I was.
I know, yeah.
Tim was, like, I think one of the guys who actually made them.
I missed too
much. What happened? What did I do?
Remember the, now that's what I call SWS2B?
Yeah.
I don't remember if you made any of those or if those were...
I made one, like, 3 years too late.
Yeah, I know.
If not 5 years. You know,
I know, like, the big ones who were involved in that was Qjimbo and Fizz. But, yeah.
I made one for Specs, but that was... I was not around when that was actually made.
But anyways, yeah, I don't pay attention to the My Little Pony fanbase. I just see some of the end results on Reddit.
The end results are the most amusing.
Well, see, here's the thing, is... I don't know, My Little Pony seems to end up on Reddit a lot. And... I also learned today that when you search fan characters in Google, the top hits are all Sonic fan characters.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you surprised by that?
I'm
Rainbow Dash slash Sonic.
Did you see what ended up if you searched Avatar The Last Airbender for, like, a day?
I've never thought about doing that. Why?
I'll see if I can get a screenshot. Hold on.
All I know is when I start typing, why are Sonic fans so crazy, so unpleasable? Boom, Sonic Boom's like, what? Sonic Boom's
not because we are crazy.
Exactly. Sonic Boom's
not well, I'm not what? Crazy. I'm not the one who's making the Rule 34 stuff, so.
Like, yeah, you didn't
you just wear a stupid hat.
I didn't call the head stupid.
You should have.
Did you just insult a Tails hat?
Yes, I did.
Well, don't worry. After Sonic Boom, we'll probably have a Sonic hat.
Otherwise, you can carry some mace to that. I'm not saying anything is going to happen, but I'm just saying you should carry mace.
I expect that same.
I don't know. I'm not going to the one in London.
Ooh, that...
The one in London is where all the, you know, the interesting stuff happens.
Really? Well, I mean, there's more pubs, but...
I don't think they allow drinking at Summer of Sonic.
Probably not.
Not officially, anyway.
Much as I don't think they allow drinking at Sonic Boom, so...
I'm sure if certain people of our acquaintance make use of the facilities...
Ooh, not safe for works.
Yeah, that's what ended up, like, with... Strict Safe Sir John. This would show.
What?
Yeah.
So wait. So now they have the safe search off. What's gonna turn up? Oh dear.
I don't know. But that was with it on for like a day. It also showed up for multiple other cartoons. It was kind of weird.
Way to go, internet.
It was pretty good.
Maybe it was official art. I don't know.
Safe searches often don't get anything. I may have to scroll really down.
It doesn't really do that anymore. It was just showing up for the customized Google. Oh, here's a TV show. Let's load some weird applet on the side that shows you pictures from the television show.
By the way, those who are listening or watching the Twitch stream, you should probably be glad that this is on a different laptop.
Oh, we're live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is live.
Okay.
Live and podcasted.
Yeah, I stream it and I record it. So I mean, yeah.
That's what podcast is, man. I had no idea.
Yeah, I do a lot of stupid shit.
How dare you call Harrison stupid?
Well, that's part of the S. So
random stupid net, yeah.
Oh, by the way, for the people who are listening to the podcast, there is an IRC network now. Like, I know I announced it earlier, but I'm saying it again. There is an RSN IRC network. Yet again. Yeah, this isn't the first time. So. Yeah.
No, what?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of, what? all this.
I'm studying for my Security Plus.
You're studying for Security Plus?
Yeah. You're trying to come up with stupid stuff to talk about.
Speaking of stupid stuff, CCNA.
I have a book for that.
I've got multiple books for that, buddy.
I think I've learned like half of that.
And come the end of next month, I'm going to buy another book because they're going to change it yet again.
Oh, yeah, it's switching and routing to the CCNA.
Shall we do a subnet quiz or something?
That's right, this week's episode of RSN is going to be all about CCNA.
No, it's going to be all about Nano. I'm going to say,
oh. Can you name the layers of the OSI model?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is going to be like some kind of like obscure Tails level in some game, some fan game. Tails is going to have to like provision a network.
Wow.
Why not?
Tails, you have to copy the running config to the startup config or else Eggman's going to blow up. Oh, actually, that reminds me. I'm getting a copy of the Simon Y beta in the mail.
Are you?
Yep. Bought it from Uruguay.
I don't even know what happened to Simon Y. He kind of just disappeared.
Moved to Canada, did something else, I don't know.
He always lived in Canada.
Oh, right. I think somebody found him.
Alright, well,
shut up, dogs. Shut up.
Yeah, you should probably tell those dogs to shut up. I keep hearing them. Keeps annoying me.
Everyone. Oh, what about Trek and Shadis? We keep hearing them all the time on Skype. What
they're
about
the Greek
that?
Dog.
It's not dog, it's dogs.
They're the Greek dogs. They're Greek and they don't shut up.
Can't the neighbors do something about it? It's like, bleh.
So, let's see, I gotta think about that. Did anyone buy anything in the Steam Summer Sale?
Yep.
How broke are you?
Not much.
Oh, that's right, you used Trekkie's money.
I thought I used your credit card.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell him that.
Oh, damn it!
Sorry.
Well, looks like you can't keep a secret. Yeah, what?
Noah 2 Love Devolution. It's like Gunstar Heroes, but it's all clicks.
Yeah.
I know I got Borderlands for cheap. I think it was 10 euros and I loved it.
Oh, yeah, but I saw a big bundle for about that much.
All I know is I bought a bunch of games and I still haven't played any of them yet except for Tomb Raider and Borderlands.
I bought HL2 before the sale, which was really cheap, but I don't know where to install it. I don't have HD space.
You should probably fix that situation.
I thought they already fixed by getting in 1 terabyte HDD, but it was dead arrival.
Well, you know what? If you want to really make some space, just delete System 32.
Ah, yes. That's on the SSD, it's not gonna work.
You'll make plenty of space then.
Program files as well. That's just, you know.
Yeah, program files can go too. That's just a big waste of space.
What
yeah.
about SysWow 64?
Oh, absolutely.
See, that's
just
a bit
get
worse.
Rid of the swap file. Throw it against a wall.
I thought the hibernation file was a problem.
You can eliminate both, actually.
If you take your hard drive out while it's still running and just shake it around a little bit.
Everything goes into RAM the faster you shake the computer.
Oh, you gotta make sure you do it on the outside too. You gotta like hold it outside your window.
If you hear a scraping sound, that just means it's going faster.
Exactly.
Turbo speed.
How much hard drive space do I have left, anyways?
I have 52 cents. I made of trading cards.
I have 83 gigs and 137 gigs, so I think I'm good for now.
Let's see, what? I have 12.8 gigabytes out of 60 on the SSD.
Maybe I should just,
4.5.
Maybe I should just buy one of those new 1 terabyte solid state drives.
Ooh, I didn't know those were.
They just announced them, and I haven't seen the price yet, but I'm pretty sure it's got to be something like $700.
Well, you should get ordering that.
I'm pretty sure there are already 1 terabyte SSDs that are PCI Express.
Yeah, but you're gonna pay something like $25,000 for those.
True.
And I don't feel like paying $25,000.
Well, you feel like paying $700.
Bought one car, he doesn't buy another.
Yeah. No. So is anyone thinking of buying Sonic Lost World?
I don't have a Wii U.
Neither do I, and I don't intend to get one for a while. Guess who's losing money on that? Sega.
I'm probably going to wait and see what comes out for all the different consoles before I buy the one, but I'm leaning towards Wii U.
Well, here's my main complaint is I'm not a big console gamer. My PlayStation 3 is just doing nothing but collecting dust right now, and it's relegated to Netflix duty. The 360 hasn't been powered on in over 3.5 months now. The Wii isn't even in this room anymore. So
the Wii's the only one I've been playing.
I didn't even know there were really any good games on the Wii.
Oh, I'm not playing Wii games, I'm playing GameCube games.
So is it like all it's useful is now is a new, like, replacement GameCube?
I still keep my GameCube around for the little Game Boy Advance thing. Thing you attach to the bottom.
I got nothing. Alright. I think it's time for some more music. So now I gotta find some music to play. And you know what? Because I'm also a Valve junkie, and because that Sonic Heroes track tried to have, like, computerized sounds in it, we're gonna have to go to Portal for this.
Confused.
Are you confused?
Oh, good. My slow clap processor made it into this thing.
But now I gotta find it.
That.
The sequel to Portal 2, Portal 3D.
I had proof of Portal 3, if I could somehow set it on the moment.
What else can I find?
I just noticed we're using Opus as a codec.
Yep.
Right now.
Come on, you just noticed that, man?
Yeah, because last time it was CELT. So, whatever.
Let's see, what else do we got here? I really don't know my music selections too well.
I don't update mine that often.
Fine, fuck it, we're playing Burning Rangers.
I think those dogs are about to kill each other.
Alright, this is RSN Live voice. I will return shortly. We'll be right back.
our hopes down. They will wipe out rage and fire without fear, and they'll light up our future. Don't worry, just believe, and they will be with you. Ooh. Hey. Don't say you wanna cry. Don't forget your side. Coming in, hold on tight.
I honestly wasn't fully paying attention at the time. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to do some other thing. I'm not very good at multitasking, unfortunately. That's like a flaw of mine. I'm trying to grab some stuff. And there. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. It's for later in the show. So, just give me a moment. Give me a second. I'll get... No, that's not it. There. Alright, it's grabbing it now. We're good. So... All right, so I might as well just bring back in the discussion. I'm not really, you know what? Something I've kind of noticed the past few episodes, I seem to be not very heavy on the Sonic fan fiction. I think that Rivals with Benefits has kind of. Made me like too afraid to continue. I might have to find another one. Maybe that's what I'll just do. I'll find another one, and we'll
You're
go
afraid
on
of fan
there.
Fiction?
There's have this.
You, did you read? Did you read or listen to one of the start of that? It was disturbing.
Yes. All right.
What about the Cream and Tails one?
I already read that, though. That's the problem.
You could read the old ones from alt.fan.sonicthehedgehog.
I'd probably shoot
maybe
myself.
Maybe you should let people submit them to you.
Well, you know what? If you guys want to submit them, fine. That I'm all good with that.
Here's a better idea. I don't read Sonic fanfiction anymore.
A brand new feature.
It was brand new. But see, here's the other part of the problem. Is apparently there's some kind of approval process over at Radio Sega where my podcasts were being uploaded. It seems they haven't uploaded in ages now.
Yeah,
so,
gotta
yeah.
bug fast feed about
as
that.
As it turns out, there's a review process, and apparently they don't like certain material being
really.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of told. Like, they didn't say that that's why they were not doing anything, but I was told that there was a review process for. I guess I shouldn't get into too many details. I shouldn't get into. Yeah, I could. I guess I could, but it would cut things out. I'm not going to go into too many details because I feel like I'm probably talking about things that I shouldn't be talking about. I was just told that there's a process and that the Sonic fanfiction may be crossing the line.
I agree 100%.
So, wait,
no more
fanfic?
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with that. Like I said, it's kind of disturbing, the stuff that I've been reading.
Just a little bit.
Tell you what I will do. I'm going to go ahead and find... Where is it? Okay, here we go. I'm going to catch this one.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm not going to read this one, all right? What I will do... is I will instead play it. Some of you that have played on my TF2 server have heard this one already, so you don't know what I'm talking about. You gotta give me a moment though, because I have to download it, unfortunately, and it takes a while, especially when you do a 720p version of it.
You may be doing something. I'm not. I may remember it. I don't know.
I haven't heard it.
Here's the thing. Wow, it's a 60 meg download. I have a utility on Linux that allows me to download videos from YouTube just by putting a URL in. So, give it a few seconds because then I have to convert it to an MP3. So just give me one moment.
Wow, great.
Bear
podcast.
With me.
You're not even doing this in post.
I'm doing this live. This is RSN Live. Alright.
There are 20 minutes left.
I know, I got 20 minutes left to play this disturbing, you know, reading of stuff.
I think you need to. I think what you should do instead is write reviews of them.
It says that there it's getting there. Apparently it is, how long is it? 7 minutes in length. Wow, almost eight minutes in length. I guarantee you if there's anything that'll get me kicked off of Radio Sega, this will probably be it. So
kicked off of or just continually not approved?
Continually not approved. Hold on, I gotta find it. Where's my output?
I don't think anyone would ban you from the IRC because of this.
Oh, I'm not getting banned from the IRC. I'll never get banned from the IRC. The only place I get banned from the IRC is, I'm trying to find it. Oh, there it is. Alright. So, as soon as I get this on here. Wow. This is 17 minutes. That's a little weird. Okay, I guess we're going over time then. Huh?
So I thought there was a problem with the conversion, which makes it show bigger, something like that.
We'll find out in a second. If it doesn't play right, then I guess I'll just cancel it and be like, blah, blah, blah.
and then Targil Doom will be all excited because there won't be any.
Man, I don't get excited for anything anymore. I'm a dead soul inside.
Dead soul inside. So, alright. Hold on 1 second. I gotta post. Oh, come on. Why is it being this way? There we go. Alright. Let me play this here. I have to play the intro, of course. And no one's getting it. There we go.
So I might have to unmute Twitch then.
So. Alright, so for those of you who haven't heard this before, the title of it is Sonic's Last One Night Stand. It is incredibly disturbing. More disturbing than stuff I've read in the past, so, you know, listener slash viewer discretion is advised. And I might end up cutting it out from the final. I have no idea. So, I gotta
so
let this finish.
So I guess it isn't RSN Live, huh?
What?
So I guess it isn't RSN Live, huh?
Oh, it's very live. I'm recording it live. You know, technically everything's recorded live.
True.
So, alright, so...
Everyone needs to put live in their show name more.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and turn off the VoIP, and without further ado, I bring you Sonic's Last One Night Stand.
Sonic's Last One Night Stand by Hammo Hamster. One autumn afternoon, Sonic the Hedgehog was taking a nice walk in the forest. He and Tails were going to get married in 2 days, so he wanted some alone time to think about their union of holy matrimony. He curled into a ball and zoomed up a tall tree so he could enjoy the landscape. The leaves were bright red and orange, and the sun shone on them, making them appear like each tree was on fire, made of the finest gold. Sonic sat on the branch and sighed. He loved Tails, but he was going to miss the bachelor lifestyle.
Maybe, if I can have one more one-night stand, I can be able to live with Tails happily ever after. What he don't know won't hurt him, right?
Just when he said that, he saw Pikachu playfully chasing a butterfly out of the forest and into the field just off of Sonic's left. He stood up and shielded his eyes from the sun so he could get a better look. The Pikachu was beautiful. Its yellow fur was short and smooth and gave off a golden glaze that was unlike anything Sonic ever seen. Its brown eyes gleamed in the sunlight as cheeks gave off a red glow. It looked as if it just evolved from a Pichu, but it was still a child to Pokemon standards. Sonic felt his cock grow as he watched the Pokemon play so innocently. He couldn't tell the gender of the Pikachu from this standpoint, but that didn't matter. Sonic was a pansexual, and the Pikachu was getting him all hot and bothered by its beauty. He knew that if he ever wanted to be happily married to Tails, he would have to unleash his sick lust on this Pokemon. In a flash, Sonic ran down from the tree, through the forest, and stopped 12 feet behind the Pokemon. It hadn't noticed his presence, so Sonic could stand behind it to inspect it further. At this standpoint, Sonic could see it was female. Her pink pussy jiggled as she hopped up and down, trying to catch the equally beautiful butterfly. The butterfly consistently had a very similar color scheme as the Pikachu. Sonic slowly followed the Chew as it played in bliss. Sonic fantasized, fucking the Pikachu senseless. He imagined grabbing the nicely formed hips of the underage Chew and lick her tight, hairless pussy. He imagined sticking his huge cock deep into her virgin cunt and unleashing his seed into her womb. As Sonic slowly approached, he stepped on a twig, catching the Pikachu's attention. The beautiful Chew stood and watched Sonic. She tilted her head to the side inquisitively as she gently chirped,
"Pika? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just walking along and I saw you playing, my cute little Chew. I come in peace."
The Pikachu stared at him. She'd never seen anything like Sonic the Hedgehog, and she crept to him in sheer curiosity, again chirping,
"Pika?"
Sonic approached the Pikachu with his hand out like one would when meeting a new dog for the first time.
"It's okay, I'm a nice guy."
The Pikachu stopped in front of Sonic, sniffing his hand while keeping its head tilted. Sonic, slowly and gentle, placed his hand on the unsuspecting Chew's back. The Pikachu flinched at the touch of Sonic. It didn't know what Sonic was, but had the sense that Sonic wasn't exactly a nice guy. It tackles Ray, and it backed away slowly.
"Pika, don't be afraid, I'm your friend."
Sonic approached slowly at the Pikachu. Sonic could feel an electric static charge when he approached the Pikachu. Sonic stopped and felt something inside him crack.
"I'm your friend! Why don't you trust me?"
The Pikachu slowly backed away. Then suddenly it ran. Sonic grew pissed and grabbed a nearby rock and threw it at the retreating Pokemon, knocking it out cold immediately.
"Dumb bitch! Now I'm going to take you, and I will not be gentle!"
He went over to the Pikachu and rolled it over onto her back. It had six nipples and a nice plump pussy at the bottom. Sonic immediately started biting on the Pikachu's nipples like some ravenous beast. He dug his teeth into one of her nipples and ripped it off, swallowing it whole. The pain and shock of getting her nipple ripped off woke up the Pikachu. She screamed and started to scream.
Stop screaming, bitch! You are just turning me on more!
He grabbed the Chu's neck and started to strangle her into unconsciousness. In the struggle, Pikachu was able to give out a thundershock in an almost instinctual defense. Sonic felt the electricity course through his veins, down his arms, to his chest where it split in two parts. One part went down his chest and down to his groin. The other one went up his spine and into his brain. Both electrostatic shocks, his cock and his brain at the same, giving Sonic a mind-blowing orgasm spasm. During Sonic's most intense orgasm he had ever had, he continued strangling the Pikachu until it passed out. Sonic rubbed his weeping cock on Pikachu's beautiful plump chest while keeping his hands on the Chu's neck. He made sure he rubbed ejaculate all over its nipples while buckling his hips.
Yes!
The feel of the Pikachu going limp in his grasp gave him a thrill so intense his cock remained hard. When he was sure the Pikachu was unconscious, he flipped the Pikachu on its stomach, with the head facing him and stuck his huge cock down her throat.
Tails never deep throats. Let's unleash some pent-up frustration on this yellow cut face.
And started ramming the poor Chu's mouth violently. He knew there was a possibility that his strong hips could snap the Pikachu's neck, but he didn't care. All he cared about was how small and tight her mouth and throat was. The little thing scraped violently on Sonic's dick, drawing blood, but he ignored the pain and used the blood as a lubricant.
Fuck!
And Sonic jizzed deep into the unconscious Pikachu's mouth, making sure to hold her head up so she won't choke on his cum. Only after he slipped his cock out of her mouth did he notice he shredded his dick like a cheese in a cheese grater. It hurt like hell, but Sonic's penis is still hard. He cussed the Pikachu as he watched his own blood drip off his cock.
Fucking bitch! You fucking whore! I'll teach you to shred my cock!
And he took a nearby rock and started smashing in the Chu's teeth. Every single tooth the Pikachu had was bashed out of her mouth and collected by Sonic.
Gonna make this into a necklace later!
After he made sure all the teeth were stored aside, he took his fingers and played with the blood that dripped out of his mouth. Again, lifting up her head so she won't choke, he turned the Pika around so she was on her tummy, but now her ass was facing him. He used the blood on his fingers as a lube as he jammed his middle finger to the Chu's asshole. Though it was dripping blood, his cock twitched as he felt the heat of the unconscious Pikachu rectum on his finger. It was small, much too small for his cock, but he didn't care.
If I can come one more time!
He took his finger out, rubbing the blood and shit that was on it on the Pikachu's back. He roughly entered the Pikachu's breech, finally waking her up again.
Pika! Shut up!
And Sonic punched the Pikachu in the back of the head, cracking her skull and knocking her out once again. Sonic chuckled evilly and grabbed the Pikachu's hips, ramming a super hard bloody dick deeper into the Pikachu's ass. His cock never felt anything like Pikachu's hole. It was so hot and tight. Sure, Tails' ass was really nice, but this has to be the best hole he have ever fucked. Sonic tilted his head back and groaned loudly as he pounded the Chu's hole like some wild, untamed animal. He fucked her harder, getting even more turned on by the smacking sounds his balls and hips made while making contact with the Pikachu's pelvis. He leaned forward with his hands on the ground, on either sides of the Pikachu and bit her neck. His fangs dug into the nape of the Pikachu's neck, drawing blood as he neared his orgasm.
Oh, God!
And with one finally slam, Sonic ejaculated deep into his victim's ass, staying there as an orgasm that rivals the one he had when the Pikachu shocked and washed all over his body. When he was sure he emptied his balls at the Pikachu's rectum, he pulled out and sat behind it, panting wildly. By this time, the sun was setting and he remembered Tails wanted him back before sundown.
Whoops, time to go.
He got up and stared at the unconscious Pikachu's beaten and fucked body. He laughed coldly and started kicking dirt into her face. He bent over her body and whispered,
"Thanks for the fuck."
And he spit on her face.
Bitch.
Sonic laughed and grabbed the pile of teeth he stored aside and blasted off with Sonic's bead. An hour later, the Pikachu woke up and started crying. Her little body ached so much and she was left alone by a careless monster to deal with it. She weeped and weeped, keeping a humiliating position with her little ass in the air and her face down. Sonic's semen had slowly dripped into her virgin cunt, and she'll end up giving birth to her and Sonic's child. It was twilight, and fireflies flew over her head. The last bit of sun shone on the autumn leaves beautiful, and at any other occasion, this young Chu would be skipping the fields, playing with the fireflies until the sun finally disappeared over the horizon, but the once carefree Pikachu just lay there like a piece of used meat. She will never be the same. Sonic and Tails had the wedding of the century. All of their friends and family were there, and they partied until sundown. Sonic made love to Tails that night, calling him his sweet little Koibito, Japanese for lover, and they snuggled through the night. That day and night was the first of many, and Sonic and Tails lived happily ever after. The end.
Well, that was, nice and disturbing.
You called this brand new segment something. I don't think that name fits.
I'm gonna be honest. This is like one of those. I'm glad I didn't read that one. I don't think I could.
I could have. Whatever it was.
I don't think it's important whether or not you could. It's that you should have. And the good thing is, you didn't make that. You can sleep at night knowing that you didn't.
Yeah, some of those fanfic writers are quite creepy, I should say.
You know what you played with? You played this. You showed this to other people.
I have to spread the creepiness around.
Wearing a Tails hat.
I have to spread the creepiness around. That's my rule. You guys don't get out of this this easily.
I did. I went to Tesco.
You and your Tesco. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and play a track now, while I ponder what I just played. So, as soon as I can find where this went, it'll help me out immensely.
Ah!
It's somewhere. Oh, there it is.
Playing Crash 1 with an analog stick doesn't help.
Alright, so this is RSN Live. Voice. Since it's 6:56, this will be last music break, and then we'll wrap this up. So, alright. Well, that sounded weird. That's not the original version that I had. I lost the original version, so I just grabbed one from YouTube. That sounded a little bit weird, I gotta be honest with you. So, you've managed now to waste another hour listening to me sound like an idiot, and of course playing some, like, one of the most disturbing Sonic fanfiction recordings I happen to have. And those of you who have ever played on my Team Fortress 2 server have been unfortunate enough to have heard that numerous times. There's a bunch of other ones I have too. I suppose I could do that instead of searching fanfiction, but I don't know. Something about that just seems a little bit off. So hopefully next week I'll have actually looked up a fan fiction thing to read. Until then, this is Voice, RSN Live. I will see you guys all next week. Yeah. We'll be right back.
are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.